We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In America, Lee, if you say what I'm about to tell you, the American Medical Association will sick the FBI and the Department of Justice on you.
Okay,
so this is going to be highly controversial. That's what happened to some folks on Twitter who merely committed the horrific transgression of doing journalism, finding clips of doctors, including at the Boston Clinic, the gender change clinic there for children, not adults, children.
Yeah.
And catching them on film saying things like, yeah, well, you know, this potentially could, affect their reproductive ability, i.e. they won't have any.
Right.
Can cause osteoporosis by the time you're 20. Things they admit but don't care. They go right on prescribing the drugs, chopping off the boobs, doing things like that. And for the crime of taking that video and playing it accurately, those doctors, in their own words, the American Medical Association of this country wrote a letter to the Department of Injustice asking for persecution, prosecution, and cancellation of these YouTubers. Fortunately, Elon Musk owns YouTube now, so you still actually get to play doctors in their own words instead of being forced to help the media cover up what they say. But if you were allowed to have an actual debate, what would it sound like in this country? Well, the chief psychiatrist at Tampere University, Finland's largest pediatric gender clinic. Okay, so this is a doctor, medical doctor, who runs the largest gender clinic for transgender children in Finland. So this is what this woman does all day long. She treats transgender children. She's very sympathetic to their plight. She set up all kinds of support groups for them, counseling for them. So this is not an anti-trans person. Okay, this is a medical doctor in Finland. What did she just say? Now, you would not be allowed to know this if you went on Facebook or Google or anywhere like that. She said after treating thousands of children, that she has found that 4 out of 5 children will grow out of gender confusion.
Wow.
And she says that is why she does not recommend surgical and chemical sex change services for minors who identify as transgender.
Oddly enough, the very same thing that American conservative legislators are trying to get across in the states.
Oh, you mean the bigots?
Well, that's what they say.
Right. Again, this is a doctor who believes in gender-affirming psychological analysis. So if you come to her, she's not going to tell you you're crazy, you're not trans, deny what you feel, none of that. What she's saying is we need to let them age out of this because in my experience, 4 out of 5 of them will discover they're not actually gender confused at all. They want to be the gender that they were born as. Again, she is the Finland's leading expert on pediatric gender dysphoria.
And we
this
need
is
to,
what she does for a living and has for over a decade.
And you have to point out and remind folks once again that these gender-affirming medical procedures are life-altering and irreversible.
Mm-hmm.
Irreversible.
They're permanent. And, you know, we've played the audio from the poor girl, Chloe, who testified before the legislature in California. She'd had her breast removed at 13. She does not yet know if she'll ever be able to have a children because of the effects of the hormones on her ovaries. And she's 17 now, so she's not even a legal adult yet. She's been through all of this. When she realized she's one of the 4 out of 5, hey, you know what? I actually don't mind being a woman. I like being a woman. You know, when I see her, and I remember that phase. Nobody is going to look good or right. All right, there's a couple of girls in your school, or guys, if you're a guy, who just, man, they breeze through puberty looking great the whole way. They got this thing handled. I never understood those people. I had a big awkward phase. I did, and it's miserable. And you feel wrong in your body. You do. And there's nobody there telling me, hey, maybe you're not a girl. It's just you're a teenager. You got acne. Nothing fits together right. You feel ugly no matter what you do, and you still, Lee, haven't. I mean, it takes a good teenage decade to get your own sense of style. Learn to style your hair in a way that fits your face, looks good for you, you're good at it. Those are skills to learn to, you know, to do clothes and all of that. It's hugely disruptive to your life. It's so hard. I remember going through it, and I remember just the self-doubt that I had. And these kids are getting preyed on by the left. They are. So she's saying, what she's saying is, just let them become adults, and 4 out of 5 of them will just move on with their current gender, no problems. But if the other 20% who actually do have gender dysphoria that she treats, she says she refers them to the adult clinics, and some of them go on to have sex changes. You want to look? I think that doesn't make any sense to me, but if it makes sense to you, you know, hey.
And as an adult, you get to make that decision.
You do. You know what? And if you're 18, God bless you. You go do what you want. I'm not going to stand in your way. Nobody should. But, I mean, here's the thing. This person would be censored on 14 of our 15 platforms in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And God knows, after the call by the American Medical Association for the FBI to crack down on people simply replaying the audio, the video of these doctors, God knows what they're going through right now.
Well, this effort is going worldwide. I guess you are aware that the UN Secretary General is calling for governments around the world to crack down on hate speech. And, of course, hate speech is anything that the left disagrees with. And so the UN Secretary General is urging countries around the world to enact this type of censorship on social media platforms and you know, internet services.
Oh, yeah. No, it's worse than that. The UN just called for criminalizing hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
And even worse than that, what we have going on with the EU right now, and I don't think Americans understand, you're going to see the censorship get absolutely Stalinist in the coming months. You're going to wonder why. I had people this morning who were messaging me, saying that, like, you know, I've been laughing at the balloon. I've been posting balloon memes, mm-hmm. and I got put in Facebook jail. You do not mock dear leader. You do not. You do not make fun of his Chinese balloon. You do not speak of Hunter. There's a meme. One person put up the meme of, like, the balloons are going through, and it's got that picture of Hunter Biden at the bottom of it, like he's riding the balloon.
Yeah,
she got a Facebook jail sentence for that. You do not put that up. You do not. And people are going to notice a Stalinist level of this because the EU's censorship rules went into effect. And what they're demanding is that everyone anywhere in the world must let the EU censor what their people are saying, even if, say, it's Americans or Japanese or whoever, because either that or Europeans will get cut off from your social media platform and you'll only have an American audience. Or you let us come in and censor everybody. This is Vera Johnson, and she is the EU commissioner over this. And she threatened about a week ago, Elon Musk, look, you better let our censorship teams into Twitter or we are going to cut you off. The rules in the EU are they fine you a couple percentage points of your international revenues, not profit, revenues. And then eventually, if it goes beyond that, they put up an iron curtain so European social media users cannot see the users and posters in your country. And I'm telling you, Lee, 14 out of 15 of these platforms, with the exception of Twitter, are going to do this if they're not doing it already. And I think that's why you're seeing this, again, Stalinist level of crackdown. And it's going to get much, much worse, and it's going to go fast. Here's Vera Jernova.
I think that the confidence has been weakened. And I had quite high level of confidence when it comes to Twitter. I have to say that we worked with knowledgeable people, with the lawyers, with the sociologists who understood that they have to behave in some decent way, not to cause really big harm to the society. I always felt that this notion of responsibility was there. So this is what I don't feel from Elon Musk personally, but we will see. He was invited to the European Parliament. I wonder whether it will happen.
What she's talking about there is he's refusing to let their censorship teams into Twitter, mm-hmm. where they want to come in and take over. Here's her in the beginning talking about this.
After Mr. Musk took over the Twitter with his freedom of speech absolutism, we are the protectors of freedom of speech as well. But at the same time, we cannot accept, for instance, the illegal content online and so on. So our message was clear. We have the rules which have to be complied with, and otherwise there will be sanctions.
Okay, and the sanctions are confiscating any money they can get their hands on from his international revenues. And when she talks about illegal speech, understand illegal speech is hate speech. And their commission determines what illegal speech is in real time. So you have to have their censors inside your social media, Lee. Here's the thing. This is an absolute attack on America. In back, 10, 15 years ago, when we still were culturally American, a U.S. president would push back on this and say, oh, heck no. Our diplomats would push back. We'd fight back. But we're being left at the mercy of these hyenas. I mean, they're literally nuts. By the way, she is the vice president of values transparency for the EU, meaning her values will be forced on you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Good morning. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, when Putin attacks the EU, I certainly hope he'll do away with all this censorship. He's not going to attack the EU. Texter writes, hey, Tira, I remember this girl from junior high that had glasses, acne, and awkward in the eighth grade. The next year, ninth grade, she walked into school literally a goddess. Yeah, you know, and that's why every year in the 7 o'clock segment, as I know the kids are in the car, that I can hit the most of them. Most of them will get dropped off by 7:30. I always talk about how, you know, when you're in school, I can remember this too. School feels like what the world is. But it is the least representative sample of the world you'll ever be in. School's one place you're locked in there. It's like a jail, really. You're locked in there with people you don't want to be with. The rest of your life, you will separate yourself from people you don't want to be with. People that you don't feel like they're your people. Whatever that is for you. You'll be able to find your habitat. Where you'll feel good and be accepted. Because we're all so different from each other. You'll be forced to be with people that make you uncomfortable, that aren't like you. You feel weird. And I keep saying the world beyond school is so different. I tell Crash this all the time. As Crash is my son, I mean, I'm biased, but he's one of the most gifted people I know. He really is, but not at school. And I keep saying, like, you know, I'll put my two hands together and there's like 6 inches between them. And I tell him, I said, this is the skill set that school measures. It's this big. This is the skill set school measures. And this, and I'll go 2 feet out, is the skill set life measures. And there are a lot of ways through life. People who are not successful at school, I know some of them that I went to school with, have rocked life. Some have surprised me. You know, and who has achieved, and then others have surprised me in that who has, you know, done well for themselves, but not like you would expect given their status at school. And so to please, and I do this every year going to school, just disregard it. Know that what you're in right now, it's not the fishbowl of the world. It's just not. It's not a good representation. It's a very fake, false environment compared to what the world is. And that's why you feel weird and unnatural in it. Just know everything will change. There's a lot of good things to look forward to. And understand that there's quite possibly within you a skill set that seems latent right now because you don't use it in school that you can rock the world with. If you're a dependable person who does what they say they'll do and you're likable, you are going to be a hot commodity in the real world, even if you were a C student. You are. But unfortunately, the left is preying on these people. If you feel weird and out of place, like who didn't, except maybe the popular kids in high school, middle school, then maybe you should change your gender. Here, come on over here to this community. We'll make you feel really welcome on TikTok. We will. You know what's weird? This is interesting too. I was blown away by this. You know what's weird? As the left has turned college into a woke hellhole, if you're not getting a science degree, why are you going to college? Well, the only reason to do it before was to learn what? Critical thinking skills? Those were valuable. I mean, there was a time when you could tell the difference in the writing and the thinking of somebody who went to college. Now in college, it's woke. It's pure woke indoctrination, as Bill Maher pointed out over the weekend. Hold on with the music. It's pure woke indoctrination. They teach the opposite of critical thinking skills. If you are a critical thinker, if you question the status quo, those critical thinking skills really help you in the workplace. If you question the status quo, you're bad. You should be canceled. You should go away. And here's the status quo. Memorize this and always think this way. Or you'll be ostracized. What is the value in that? It has no value. So they're churning out these little wokesters who don't have any critical thinking skills, who don't have improved writing skills, who don't have anything. I mean, so if you're getting the bachelor's degree in college, what the heck is even the point? I literally don't know. I'm struggling with this as a parent. Headline, listen to this. College degrees are losing more career clout. companies are increasingly dropping four-year college degrees, degree requirement for their jobs, and putting more emphasis on experience. And that is not just entry-level jobs anymore. A third, listen to this. A third of those who dropped degree requirements did so for senior-level roles. A survey of HR managers by Intelligent.com found 53% of hiring managers said their company eliminated the requirement for a bachelor's degree for some roles in the past year. 53%. And among those who did eliminate them, a third did it for senior level roles, life experience. Amen. Good. Good. Because let me tell you, again, I mean, if you're going to go for science, you know, you're going to chemistry or biology, that makes sense. I'm telling you, college doesn't make sense anymore because it gives, you get nothing but alienation from your children. That's all you get. I cannot tell you, to every day on the text line, there's another parent. I sent my kid to Furman. That was a mistake. I sent my kid to UNC Asheville. Mistake. I sent my kid, and that lift, this is, it's Elon, and on and on and on and on. I barely talk to my child now. They were brainwashed. So you learned conformity. Cool. You didn't learn any critical thinking skills. Your writing ability improved. You wasted 4 years of your life. Ain't worth 4 years. It's not. I love this. Because I got to tell you, if I had a business and I was going to hire like a manager, I want somebody with management ability. Here's what I want. I want somebody with management ability. And I want to be able to call your old boss and say, hey, how'd so-and-so do? And believe me, I know there's laws governing that kind of thing. I'm going to find out. If I don't do it through the formal call to your boss, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out what kind of person you are. And if you were a good manager and you sold a lot, I'm going to hire you. You are going to be a hot commodity. I tell Crash this all the time. So look, if you're in school, school measures this set of skills. And those are good skills to have. And we need doctors, we need lawyers, we need scientists. But life doesn't measure those 6 inches worth of skills. Life measures 2 feet worth of skills. And you may not even know you have them when you're 13 or 14. You may not even know. And the woke left would love to keep you from ever figuring out because they value one thing and one thing only, and that is dependence. Well, here's a skill that's in need. Somebody could beat the market. I mean, it's not very hard to do that right now with the massive Biden losses we had last year. 22% on average across the board. That's a bloodletting. No matter what our president said last night in his State of the Union speech, that's really, really, really bad and kind of scary. And you know why that's happening? Because so many people are sticking to that old 60-40 investment advice. Yeah, you know, go 60% stock market, 40% bonds, you can't go wrong. Oh, really? Well, the stock market, bond market combined had the worst year since the late 1800s. That's not a good sign. And people got absolutely murdered. And you know what? I know what's going on all over the upstate. Financial advisors like robots, they're reading the script that they give them, you know, the management company. You got to stick with it. Stick the course. No, there's a better way. There's a plan B. And they've got it at Common Sense Retirement Planning. Plan B should include guaranteed income, no market risk, tactical portfolio, more than just stocks and bonds, tax efficiencies. Look, they've been doing this for years. They'd love to show you their track record in a free, no obligation consultation where they'll build a roadmap for you. You can see how they would do it differently. Go to csrp.info. That's their website. csrp.info. csrp.info. Their Common Sense Retirement Planning. Listen to their podcast, get an idea for how they think, then set up your meeting. Their contact information's right there at csrp.info. Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, member FINRA, SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company. Best life advice my dad ever gave me. Hey, I'd love to know that from you. What's the best life advice your dad ever gave you? Best life advice my dad ever gave me. Listen to people. They'll tell you exactly who they are. And only do it once. When you hear it, you'll want to disregard it, especially if you like some of them. You'll always find out later they were right. They can't help it. They'll tell you exactly who they are. It's one of these fascinating things about human beings. Even if we don't want people to know who we are, and we spend a tremendous amount of time trying to fool them. In some ways, this isn't bad. We all want to put our best face forward, right? I mean, you should do that. But some people are rotten to the core. Some people don't have the best of intentions. And they will tell you. Listen to them. Even if they're the life of the party. Joe Biden is very much like that. And last night, during the State of the Union speech, Republicans didn't listen. They laughed. And look, I get why they did. I'm not faulting them. It was funny. It was so absurd. It was funny. Joe Biden, straight face, not joking. Not joking, as he says. Told us we're going to get rid of oil. We're not going to use it in a decade. And Republicans busted out laughing. And I know that it's so absurd. It is laughable, but it is the policy goal. Biden is a dead instrument. He's a blunt instrument. It's a policy Democrat Party. I don't think Republicans get it because they wouldn't have been laughing. But what I was amazed at is this was actually admitted to the entire country last night. Listen to what he says. Listen to the reaction here. He's trashing oil companies for making record profits and for plowing the money. Normally, see, you want oil companies to make record profits because you know what they used to do? They used to plow that back into further exploration. That would mean more sources of oil, natural gas, things like that. And what would that mean? In future years, price comes down. It's to your advantage. But they stopped. They didn't know what to do with the money, so they plowed it back in to buying back their stock. Joe says that's wrong. Well, listen to this. Just listen to this. I could do a whole show on this. I'll refrain, but I could. This is the most telling piece of audio. This is one of those flashing red lights. Flashing. Cliff ahead. Running off the cliff. America. He's not. Joe Biden is the only one who's not laughing. He is the cult leader. He is the cult leader who has just said, here is some poison Kool-Aid. Now everyone drink it. It's our policy. Everyone will drink the poison Kool-Aid in a decade. And we're busting our laughing. We're not drinking out poison Kool-Aid. You're nuts. He's not laughing. And look in the crowd. Look at who was laughing. The Democrats aren't laughing either. They should be.
Notice Big Oil just reported its profits, record profits. Last year, they made $200 billion in the midst of a global energy crisis. I think it's outrageous. Why? They invested too little of that profit to increase domestic production. And when I talk to a couple of them, they say, we're afraid you're going to shut down all the oil wells and all the oil refineries anyway, so why should we invest in them? I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade, and that's going to exceed.
Oh, my gosh. He wasn't supposed to do that. He just put the whole enchilada out there for anyone to see. We're going to get rid of oil at the end of the decade. Folks, do you realize only a little more than 60% of American oil actually goes into running stuff, like making it run, like making energy products? The rest makes everything you have in front of you. Ever gone on a museum tour? Went to Washington's mansion. That was cool. I've taken two of my three kids there in D.C. You notice something. Things today that are made of plastic or other plasticky materials, they were all made of wood back then. And the floor was either wood or stone or dirt. Why? Because we didn't know how to make this stuff out of oil. Everything in front of me right now, my console, my computer screens, my keyboard, my boots on my foot, the tops on my two coffee cups, because I have to drink two large cups of coffee to do this every morning, my phone, oil. So you want to carry around your wooden Android? Because that's what it's going to come to. Everything about our lifestyle, your furniture, the seats in your car, oil. He's talking about the wholesale destruction of our economy. Remember what I told you. What is the number one category every single quarter during the Trump administration of GDP growth, the largest category of our growth. What is it? Oil and minerals, mining. It's oil, natural gas, rare earth minerals, coal. He's talking about lights out at the end of 10 years. And Republicans are laughing because he's so absurd. Joe Biden's like, I'm so mad they aren't going to invest in exploration and drilling. Because I told them we weren't going to have oil in 10 years. What do they not understand about that? They understood you perfectly, sir. Are you actually saying that to oil executives? Oh, dear God. You said that? You're the president of the United States. But that's what they want to do. The Democrats identified the largest category of growth and have targeted it for elimination. Because they want to destroy the little middle class and the American lifestyle so as to take over the country. That's the plan. He told you last night. Laid it out. Isn't hiding it. And Republicans had the right reaction in that it's funny. This is a cult. They are bizarre. They should be laughed at. But I think it's a sign that they don't understand. The Democrats are not kidding. This is not a figment of Joe's demented imagination. The Energy Secretary has said this. The Treasury Secretary has said this. The Chief Advisor to Joe Biden has said this. We're getting rid of coal. We're getting rid of oil. They have spelled it out. How many times they have to do it before we believe them? Okay, the most interesting and telling part of the State of the Union has got to be this. And you could tell, you know, Fox News this morning, they don't know what to make of it. But I know what to make of it. Joe Biden, in this moment of absolute rage, talking about Chairman Xi. And he goes off script. And he screams. He is mad. I'm going to tell you why he's mad. He's really, really, you know why he's angry? I'm going to play you the full clip and then I'll cut it out. You know why he's angry? He is mad. He and John Kerry, I've got a great podcast out right now explaining this. He and John Kerry and the Biden crime family were in the middle of their, and the Biden crime family is bigger than just Biden and Hunter and his brother. There's other hangers-on, like John Kerry, like other Democrats. They were in the middle of their biggest grift ever. And it's amazing they were pulling it off right now with so much scrutiny of Hunter, but they were. It was such an important grift that they sent John Kerry over to pull it off personally. And I talked to you about it last week. They did report it on Fox News, so I was really glad for that. And it went like this. John Kerry went over. Look at the timing of the balloon. Yeah, yes, we first noticed it 28th, but when was it launched, as best we can tell? 21st. What was going on? John Kerry, we didn't know it. It leaked. We weren't supposed to find out. This was a secret deal. John Kerry was over there cutting a deal to buy key minerals from the Chinese, mainly cobalt, nickel, copper and a few others, but the key one is cobalt, some lithium, from the Chinese. The cobalt is absolutely key to our defense industry, to us having national defense. That mine is the single most important mine in the country. Joe Biden shut it down. But what Joe figured you did not know was at the same time John Kerry was over in China cutting a deal to buy those exact minerals from China, as thousands of people were being fired here from the Minnesota plant or the Minnesota mine. 88% of our cobalt, our nation's cobalt, comes out of that mine. That's why Joe targeted it for shutdown. And either you would know that John Kerry was over in China cutting that deal. As Kerry is cutting that deal, the balloon takes off. Because the Chinese know Kerry, Biden, God knows how many others in the Biden crime family have just gutted our national defense for their own personal profit. And things like this are allowed because nobody cares. So the balloon takes off. They know The Biden is going, none of them want to stop this balloon. They want to get Blinken over there. They want to get Secretary of State over there in China to continue the party. Coming up, I'll play you this. Well, let me play you real quick the scream of rage from Joe Biden about Chairman Xi. He's trying to fix his relationship with Chairman Xi in the middle of this deal.
Name me a world leader who changed places with Xi Jinping. Name me one. Name me one.
He's enraged at the American people for making him take that balloon down and making Xi mad at him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.